Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syria responding to what they call new Israeli aggression following an earlier Israeli raid in the center of the country. Israel says it shot down an Iranian drone that was launched from Syria after it entered Israeli territory. Also, an Israeli fighter jet was downed today by the Syrian army with anti-aircraft fire. Israeli pilots ejected safely. President Trump has signed a bipartisan budget bill ending a brief U.S. government shutdown and adding hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on disaster aid, the military, and domestic programs. One of those domestic programs supported by the Democrats, not included in this spending bill, is the DACA program, which provides for help for 1 million, at least, illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as children by their parents. Catherine Gibson is VOA's congressional correspondent.
This is something that Democrats have been pushing on for 6 months now, and you may remember that they actually shut down the government for one day back in January over this issue. But when push came to shove at the last moment, enough Democrats voted in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass this and overcome some of the more conservative Republican objections to this increase in spending.
White House officials said the lack of a signing ceremony Friday indicated President Trump's displeasure with the last-minute additions to the bill that further add to the government's deficit. President Trump also blocking the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into the Russia interference in the 2016 presidential election. This is VOA News. At the Winter Olympics in South Korea, sports fans flocked to the cross-country skiing center today to see athletes compete and grab the first Olympic medals in the Pyeongchang Olympics. This woman came from Norway to support her country's team.
Surely we hope for gold and silver and bronze, of course, but you never know. But gold, yeah.
The 2018 Winter Olympics officially began on Friday when a parade of athletes, including athletes from North and South Korea, who marched together behind a Korean unification flag. And today, South Korean President Moon Jae-in met with the North Korean delegation and President Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jong, who passed along an invitation to Mr. Moon to come to North Korea at his earliest convenience. Meantime, the Court of Arbitration for Sport, the highest judicial body in the world for athletes, has decided to dismiss 47 appeals from Russian athletes and coaches, allowing them to officially represent Moscow at the Winter Olympics. Mathieu Rieb is the Secretary General of the Arbitration Court.
The CAS arbitrators have considered that the process created by the IOC to establish an invitation list of Russian athletes to compete as Olympic athletes from Russia could not be described as a sanction, but rather as an eligibility decision.
Russians had appealed their exclusion from the Games by the International Olympic Committee over the 2014 Olympic Games doping scandal. The decision puts an end to any hopes of a quick Olympic return of the Russian athletes. Team Russia, as a whole, is banned from the Games, but 169 Russians are there in South Korea competing in as technically independent athletes. Filipino activists rallied outside the Chinese consulate building in Manila today, protesting China's continued reclamation activities in the disputed South China Sea. Renato Reyes is the Secretary General of the new Patriotic Alliance.
Our own government seemingly does not want to uphold the favorable ruling that we already got in the Permanent Court of Arbitration. And our own government has remained silent in the face of the continuing military buildup of China. And this is unacceptable. That is why we want the whole world to know at least the Filipino people are standing up and opposing the buildup of China, the illegal reclamation activities.
The Philippines presidential spokesperson downplayed all of this and said China has promised not to reclaim new islands in the South China Sea. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.